Well, hello, friends of KRDU. Welcome once again to the Palm Village Word. My name is Ken Adams. Pleased to be in studio today with a couple of the folks from Palm Village you hear every week here on the program, or at least most weeks on the program. We have Chuck Buller, and your title at Palm Village is...
Vice President of Advancement.
I've always wondered about that. Vice President part I understand, but advancement, what exactly does that mean?
Advancing the organization through marketing, fund development, and strategic planning.
Okay. So you got a lot on your plate then, don't you?
Some, yeah. At least three balls that are in the air all the time.
Okay.
Keeps it interesting.
And Jim Duick, well, you got it easy. You're only the director of marketing.
That's it. One thing. Just get it done.
And he does it very well.
It's like, well, one octopus, but a lot of tentacles, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, we maintain relationships with people for years, many times before they ever moved to Palm Village.
Wow. Okay. And through programs like this, for instance, where folks hear about it for the longest time before they actually come and check you out.
That's right.
Today, the subject is acronyms. We're going to start off with the acronym CCRC. And for those folks like Chuck and Jim that have been part of the Palm Village Ministry for a number of years, they know what it is. But for the rest of us, Johnny come lately, CCRC. Chuck, what exactly is that?
Well, it's one of those acronyms that I never knew the meaning of until I started working there. And my parents lived at Palm Village for 14 years, and so no one should feel too badly. It simply means a continuing care retirement community. And I found a definition online today that I thought might have been helpful to me when my parents moved in. And so I'm just going to read it. I think it's a well-written summary. For many decades, continuing care retirement communities have offered older adults, usually age 65 and older, an innovative and independent lifestyle that differs from other senior housing and care options. CCRCs are especially attractive to seniors making decisions about their long-term care future. They allow seniors to convert home equity or other assets into housing and to receive daily services and health care in a way that keeps monthly expenditures more stable. Today's sponsors include religious, fraternal, and community organizations, universities, hospitals, and companies dedicated solely to the development and operation of senior living communities. Well, that's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a helpful description of at least the entry level of a CCRC in independent living, where the standard applicant converts home equity and or other assets into a housing unit that allows them to plan a more stable future. And Jim talks about this every day to people who are moving in.
That's right. It's basically when somebody moves to a continuing care retirement community as opposed to senior housing, you basically are putting a plan in place to take care of your needs for the rest of your life.
What you said as opposed to senior housing, how would senior housing differ from CCRC?
Well, for example, in Reedley, there's a number of senior housing opportunities. One of the ones people know most about is the mobile home park. And that is age restricted. You have to be, I believe, it's 55 and over to live there.
We'd all qualify.
Yeah, we would.
That's right. So in many senior housing communities, the only qualifier is age.
Okay.
And assets. And you're not guaranteeing any life plan. The day one of you is ill or injured to the extent you can't take care of yourself there, there's no continuation to the next level of care required.
There's no organization in place.
You're simply paying for a place to live for as long as you're healthy enough to live there.
Okay, the same as a 25-year-old bachelor would renting a mobile home.
Okay. Absolutely. But you do see a lot of 55-plus senior care development springing up all over America, including in the Central Valley. And people are well advised to know that you're simply buying a place to live in and around people about your age or older, but there is no continuation of that investment.
And again, that you mentioned that they're springing up all over the place, and Jim, that makes perfect sense because most folks do not opt to come to a CCRC, do they?
Right. It's the minority, not the majority. And there's other types of senior housing as well. It's not just mobile home parks. I think that was the most common when it originally started out, and you'll see a lot of those in the Arizona area, Phoenix area, of those. But there's also
the Sunbirds.
there's apartments, there's standalone homes, there's a wide variety of senior living types of housing, a big variety, from mobile homes to standalone 3 or 4 bedroom homes.
Lots of options, right?
Right.
Yeah, and the thing that most people just take for granted is that the fact that at a place like Palm Village you have those three basic levels of care, independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing, with memory care in between all those levels at two distinct different identification points. People just assume that every senior care facility has those options, and nothing could be further from the truth. And so when they're about to plunk down the equity that they've earned in their single-family home in town into a new senior care center, you do well to ask what happens when one of us has a health change.
Or another great question, knowing the policy at Palm Village, is what happens if we live to be 100-plus and run out of money at 90?
That's another important thing about Palm Village is once you're qualified to move in at either independent or assisted living level, you move in at those levels, you're guaranteed a home, whether you need any of our actual 7 levels.
Right.
I was just talking to an advertising agent the other day, and I was describing Palm Village and everything we've got, and we can actually identify 7 different things, 7 different levels of care that are provided there.
So there's the 3 main ones, but then
yes,
there's like subdivisions
That's
under each
right.
of those. Okay.
That's right. There's subdivisions. So the idea there, and the nice thing about that is there's flexibility to provide you with what you need. We conform to what your needs are, as opposed to you having to conform to what we have.
There you go. Yeah, it's not one size fits all.
That's right.
Thing.
That's right.
One of the things I've learned as I've done ongoing research about CCRCs is that most of them have different structures in place to ensure that people don't run out of money and have to leave. They don't have something specific like the Living Legacy Plan. Most of them simply make their front end, what they call buy-in or entrance fee, large enough to cover any potential changes in healthcare. That's true of a lot of CCRCs. Our entrance fee certainly wouldn't cover that guarantee. So we're a little different in that sense. We keep a pretty low entrance fee relative to other CCRCs and then make that same commitment. And so as you hear us talk about that Living Legacy, it's not as though every other CCRC kicks you out the day you're
right,
running.
Right,
they
right.
They simply tend to build the entrance fees high enough to where that doesn't happen.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I lean towards the dramatic there.
Sure.
Ain't necessarily so. I know one of the things, Chuck and Jim, that you've repeated often on the program is dispelling the image of, quote, the old folks' home. It was rather interesting. Just last night, my wife had the TV on, and it was like, I don't know, one of the ones that shows the really old classic TV programs. And it was an episode of The Twilight Zone, and I know I'd seen it before. I can't remember the story, but it starts off with folks sitting around the porch at a house at a, quote, old folks' home, and they're all standing around with nothing to do. Some of them are dozing, and the one gentleman has got a suitcase packed, and he's very excited. He says, "My son is coming to get me today." And the story goes, he gets into the car, and his son said, "No, Dad, I said we'd talk about it." And so he has to get back out of the car and go sit under a tree, and I think he morphs back in time or something and becomes a kid. But it was interesting because at that point, Rod Serling steps out of the bushes and says, "So-and-so, living in the old folks' home." So how does a CCRC differ from what the stereotype of the old folks' home is?
Well, Jim could talk about those 7 levels of service. That might be a good place to start.
Well, when many of us, or people that are 60-plus years old or in the baby boomer generation, were growing up, that was more true then. There was really just skilled nursing, which they used to call the convalescent care, or the old folks' home. That's where there really was only one level of care. When you couldn't physically take care of yourself anymore, that was about the only option. But that's changed dramatically through the years. And so now we have, there's actually cottage commons, we call it. Those are 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes with a 2-car garage, beautiful homes that people can move into with the idea that maybe they're not ready to move to a retirement community today, but they want to have that option in the future. We're one of the only ones in the entire state of California with an option like that, which is a part of our community. And then we have independent living, where people can be as independent as they want. You only need to be 60 years old to move to independent living, believe it or not. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a business owner just yesterday, and he said, well, I think business owners would be interested in this, because some people that have maybe 5 acres or 2 acres or just a big house and they don't want to maintain it anymore, they would love to not have to worry about mowing the lawn, whether the sprinklers, you know, the yard guy knocked off a sprinkler and he's got a gusher to deal with.
I got to that point about 3 years ago with my house.
Yeah. Right, or the air conditioner's making noise, you know, and I got to call somebody and I want to go out of town. And so all that's taken care of in independent living at Palm Village. And then in addition to that, within it, multiple levels again, we have an RCFE license. And what? Within our independent living.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
What's an RCFE?
Another acronym. Chuck, why don't you? Chuck is actually, he's an administrator. He has that license.
I'm assuming it doesn't have to do with Royal Canadian anything.
It is a residential care facility for the elderly. It's a very distinct license that we carry that not all senior care facilities have. One of the main implications is that we have a registered nurse available to our residents on site, and she does a lot of consultation with seniors, both in independent living and in assisted living, whether they need some advice on their medication or something, you know, they're just not feeling well. A lot of senior care facilities that do not have the RCFE designation do not have that nurse available.
That's right, and that's something you should be aware of. Write it down. RCFE, when you're looking around, you're shopping around and comparing, and you're on the internet checking out retirement communities for either yourself or for a loved one, do they have an RCFE license in independent living? Very few do.
Correct.
Again, just for those folks who may want to write it out longhand, the RCFE stands for?
Residential Care Facility for the Elderly.
Okay.
And that allows us to do many more things medically for people in our independent living that if you don't have that license, you literally cannot do.
Yeah, and typically a lot of these designated licensees who have the RCFE are only assisted living, and most people know what that is. You know, that's an assisted living room with 3 meals a day and all your medications, a set of activities in a facility that feels typically in the state of California like a hotel wing with rooms off a center hallway. Mm-hmm. That's pretty typical. But the RCFE that also has an independent living facility attached to it with all the medical care really ends up being a very different kind of facility, much more full service, because the independent living folks also have an activity director who makes activity just a key part of their day.
Well, and just think about it. Have you, any of you listening out there, have you ever had to sit in an emergency room where you didn't have a life-threatening situation going on, but it did require some medical attention, and you had to wait
and wait
and only to find out once you finally were seen, oh, this isn't anything big, you can just go home.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the nice things about having this license is we can actually be out there first, and we can do an initial assessment to determine, do you need to go to the emergency? And certainly, you know, 911 would be called immediately. Or is this something that's not that big a deal? You can wait to see your doctor in the morning and schedule an appointment, and having an RN available for assessments and medical doctors, that really can make a big difference.
Not heading for the ER is an answer to prayer in and of itself.
I mean, we don't want people to not go to the emergency should they really truly need to. But that is something that is a real benefit.
Yeah, and, you know, just as a way of closing, a lot of people call and say, well, what is your price? Well, CCRCs range between $20,000 and $1 million in entrance fees all across the United States, and there are 1,900 of them. We are very much on the lower end of that scale, closer to between $60,000 and $150,000. We'd give you the exact price, but there are just so many alternatives.
Well, again, and so many different options and levels of care.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you need to think about that kind of price range as an entrance fee. Maybe that helps you as you listen to us.
You need to call Palm Village and pick the brains of these two gentlemen, either or.
They can call me, Jim Duick, and I'd be happy to spend as much time as they need to go over all this and explain it.
Or Chuck Buller. Or
Chuck Buller.
At in the 559 area code, you can reach Palm Village at 638-6933.
You can reach us on the web at palmvillage.com.
Or 638-6933, palmvillage.com.
This has been the Palm Village Word.